Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Bill Schley is our guest. His new book is the re-release, the new edition of The Microscript Rules, just out, brand spanking new edition right now. Bill is, he's one of our top branding experts in the brain trust in the world, actually. And he's our good friend. Bill, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. And congratulations on the re-release of this very important book.
Yeah, the re-release. But let me tell you, it has a new subtitle. The subtitle is called How to Tell Your Story or Differentiate Your Brand in a Sentence or Less. Guaranteed.
That's and you also got a podcast that you guys have been working on.
Well, we do. It's a modest podcast, Nobel Prize winning podcast. Nobel Prize. I don't know. They don't have that yet, do they? Anyway, but we won it anyway. It's called The Brand Brothers, and yeah. We're fighting the evil forces of fake branding.
But no guests, apparently.
Great branding. What's that?
No guests.
Well,
apparently.
We don't have guests because we thought guests were for sissies, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact is,
aren't you glad that I'm not arrogant? Not that arrogant.
Well, no. We're not. I don't know if we're arrogant.
You're supposed to share the love, Bill.
You can be our first guest.
You heard that, folks. You heard that. You're a witness, folks. Hey, Bill. Let's talk about the power of authenticity. Yeah. One of the things that we were talking about as we went to the break is this concept of authenticity. You mentioned, you brought the word up, and I've been trying to develop this theme for my audience and remind them that when it comes to authenticity, I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago on the power of authenticity and how you should show your authenticity. Folks, you have the ability to be authentic. You are authentic. You're by definition authentic. You can't help it. You can't be any other way.
Yeah.
And major corporations, your big company competitors, they can't possibly come close to having the authenticity that you do. If they do, it sounds contrived. So I want you to show us how of the power of authenticity in our microscripts, Bill.
Well, what happens is with big companies, people say, oh, you know, having this great advertising for these great big companies, giant companies with all this money and budgets. The fact is, because I've been in big giant-sized companies, global companies, and here's what they have. You want to talk about authenticity? First, they have a layer of people in the marketing department, and then those people, and they will sit in a big committee, and those people have another layer of bosses and people that they have to sit, and they have to get by all those people and all their agendas, and then there's another layer of people that they take the idea that started maybe with some copywriter, and it goes to someone else's agenda. By the time it gets up to the corporate suite, you end up with ads that sound like this: a passion for possible. Now, how about that? Who do you think? What do you think company? What do you think they're selling? You can guess.
That's
A, is
say.
That a car company? B, is it a bank? C, is it, you know, baked bean? Who made that? Or is it your plumber? The answer is all of those. A passion for possible. Here's another one. This is insurance company. Guy was a big, huge global company, and someone was bragging to me about their wonderful new positioning. And what's your tagline come down? He says, it's, let's get there together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about that? I don't know what
Who
that
paid
sounds
for that?
Like. Maybe they make scooters, huh?
Who paid for that?
So the point is, that's what happens. There's no authenticity because you get 19 people's agendas. Everybody, the politics, the agendas of big companies, and they come out with that mushy, mealy mouth, nothing. What you have as a small business owner is you. You have you. And you don't have to go through all those committees and all that stuff that's guaranteed to turn your idea to mush. And the best ideas, over and over again, I see, are small companies coming up with an idea of a difference that they believe in, that they stand for. I see it every single drive down the highway. You'll see them every day. These success stories start out as one guy with one company.
That's
look
right.
Look at those shirts. Those shirts made to be worn untucked. You've seen those things?
Mm-hmm.
The guy, Have you seen that, those shirts that you advertised?
Yep.
Guy says, I'm going to make some shirts that everybody wears their shirts out, but they look I'm going to tailor shirts because everybody wants to make them, wear them outside. And he called the shirts Untuck It, which is great. Sounds like Nantucket. And he said, shirts made to be worn untucked. That was made up by one guy.
Yep.
Every single small business starts that way. And when they have a great message and then put in a little microscript, then they can become a big company. So,
I told you before that when I started my company in 89, my consulting company, after I'd been downsized twice in 18 months by corporate America, I started my company, and in 5 minutes, I came up with Jim Blasingame and Associates. My associate, by the way, was my Macintosh. And my tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent.
That's a classic. That's a classic. I heard a guy saying he was a brain you could rent. I sold that for years.
I mean, and people got it, and they told their friends about it.
Yeah, what is that by definition? It's a microscript. Because all a microscript is, what the definition of a microscript is, something that people like to remember and repeat. And the repeat part is the most important.
And we know now in the world of social media that earned media is the most powerful.
Yeah.
And that's what you just said.
That's the word of mouth,
right? What you just talked about was earned media, exactly. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. I need your website, please.
Well, the website, I tell you, an easier place. Go to you can Google, because we're so famous now. Just Google The Brand Brothers. Just go to Google The Brand Brothers, and you'll find our podcast, you'll find the website,
and
you'll find the book,
everything. And they can link to the book there, too?
The book, everything's right there, the microscript rules.
All right. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.